This bronze sculpture is about 3.5 feet tall, though here it sits on a pedestal. It was originally created by Rodin in 1893 and is meant to memorialize Balzac, the French author who died several decades earlier. The figure is standing tall and proud, fully upright. His gaze is directed forward and slightly aloft. He's wearing a loose-fitting Dominican robe that monks of the day might have worn, made of wool, most likely. Balzac was known to wear this kind of robe while writing. The robe has deep folds around his shoulders and chest that become smaller and less pronounced below his waist, with the exception of one ridge along his left leg, which is quite pronounced, almost like the trunk of a tree. Along the bottom, there are horizontal hash marks in the sculpture. The figure's right arm is outstretched in front of him and rests on some part of the sculpture, although it's not clear whether that's a cane or just an aspect of the garment or the sculpture itself. Protruding from the sleeve of the robe, you can see Balzac's smooth and somewhat bony fingers, which make a fist as if they're grasping something. The left arm appears to be bent at an angle at the elbow and resting just behind him on his hip or lower back. The figure has a pronounced, bulbous nose and a very prominent mustache just below it. His brow is a bit furrowed, and the eyes have an almost defiant look to them.